شما به اسپیس فارسی گوش می کنید. با رفتن به sbs.com.au/persian به اخبار و گزارش های بیشتری دست خواهید یافت.
یادگیری زبان انگلیسی می تواند به بهبود کیفیت زندگیتان در استرالیا کمک کند. در هر قسمت از برنامه SBS Learn English ما از زندگی در استرالیا می گوییم و اصطلاحات انگلیسی را به شما توضیح می دهیم. به کمک این برنامه ها شما مهارت های انگلیسیتان را ارتقا می دهید، درباره استرالیا یاد می گیرید و در همین حال از وقتتان لذت می برید. آیا برای شنیدن آخرین قسمت از این برنامه آماده اید؟
Learning English helps me to talk about my health.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi, Josipa here. Today, we are talking about something every woman experiences, menopause. Now, if you're a man thinking, this isn't for me, I'd ask you to think again. We all need to understand menopause, not just women, because we all know someone who will experience this. Whether it's your partner, mother, sister or friend, it's important to know more about it if we want to support them. But before we practice how to talk about menopause symptoms, let me first explain. What is menopause? Menopause is a life stage when a woman's periods stop permanently. This usually happens between 45 and 55, but it can happen earlier or later. It means her body isn't releasing eggs anymore, so her periods have stopped completely, and she can't get pregnant. Before menopause, there is perimenopause, a time when the body starts to change. And after, as the body adjusts to its new normal, there is the time called postmenopause. In everyday talk, we generally use the term menopause to refer to both of these times. Menopause happens because of changes in hormones. Hormones are the chemicals in your body that control things like mood, energy, sleep, and growth. When these hormones change, they can cause symptoms, signs or feelings in your body that show that something is different. To practice how to talk about the symptoms of menopause, I've asked Claire to pretend that she's experiencing menopause symptoms. So, let's imagine Claire visiting her GP, her general practitioner or doctor, to discuss what she's been experiencing. Here is how that conversation might go.
So, Claire, what are your symptoms?
I've been getting these hot flushes, and I've been waking up drenched in sweat.
Yeah, that sounds like night sweats. Have you noticed anything else?
Yeah, my sleep's been all over the place, and I've been snapping at people way more than usual.
Right, okay. Mood swings and trouble sleeping are common menopause symptoms. How's your energy been during the day?
Honestly, it's been pretty low, and I've been forgetting little things. It's like my brain's in a fog.
Right. Fatigue and memory lapses, or brain fog, are also very common. Menopause can really affect your hormones, and that can impact both your body and mind.
So, what can I do? Are there any treatments that could help with this?
That's a lot to take in, so let's get to work and break down some key vocabulary from the dialogue. Claire said,
I've been getting these hot flushes, and I keep waking up drenched in sweat.
Claire has been getting hot flushes. A hot flush is when you suddenly feel very hot, usually in your face, neck, or chest, even if the room isn't hot. It can make you feel sweaty or uncomfortable. So when Claire says she's been getting hot flashes, it means she's been feeling very hot for no obvious reason. She also said,
I've been waking up drenched in sweat.
Drenched means very wet. So if you are drenched in sweat, it means you've been sweating so much that your clothes or sheets are wet. For example, after I've been running, my t-shirt is always drenched in sweat. In my case, because I have been working out hard, Claire feels drenched in sweat, although she's only been lying in bed. Our Dr. Alan said,
that sounds like night sweats.
Night sweats are when you sweat and feel hot a lot while you are sleeping. Night sweats can make it difficult to sleep. As Claire said,
yeah, my sleep's been all over the place, and I've been snapping at people way more than usual.
Claire's sleep has been all over the place. If something is all over the place, it's not regular or organized. You can use this phrase in a lot of different situations. For example, the papers on my desk are all over the place at the moment, so I need to tidy them up. Or I could say, my diet is all over the place. One day I'm eating healthy, and the next I'm having fast food. If your sleep is all over the place, you are having trouble sleeping. You are not having good, regular, healthy sleep. Claire also said,
I've been snapping at people way more than usual.
Snapping at people means quickly getting angry or upset with someone, often for very little reason.
Mood swings and trouble sleeping are very common menopause symptoms.
If you have mood swings, it means that your feelings change quickly, so that you are happy one moment and maybe sad or angry the next. Alan also said,
fatigue and memory lapses or brain fog are also very common.
Fatigue, memory lapses, brain fog. Let's look into each of these separately. Fatigue is a formal word for extreme tiredness. We often use it when the feeling of tiredness doesn't go away, even after resting. If you feel deep fatigue, you feel too tired to do everyday activities. A memory lapse is when you can't remember something. It's usually temporary and only lasts a short time, so you can remember things later. And brain fog is when your mind feels cloudy, so it's hard to think clearly or remember things. Let's say I've been having a hard time focusing and remembering things. I could say, I've been feeling a bit of brain fog lately. Some medicines can give you brain fog, and I can get it when I'm very tired.
Menopause can really affect your hormones, and that can impact both your body and mind.
Hormones are chemicals in your body that control things like mood, energy, and sleep.
So, what can I do? Are there any treatments that could help with this?
Are there any treatments that can help? That's a great question to ask your doctor. A treatment is something you do to feel better or fix a health problem. Medicine, exercise, or special therapy can all be different kinds of treatments. Now, let's hear the dialogue again. And when I come back, I will be joined by two women to talk about how different languages and cultures approach the word menopause.
So, Claire, what are your symptoms?
I've been getting these hot flushes, and I've been waking up drenched in sweat.
Yeah, that sounds like night sweats. Have you noticed anything else?
Yeah, my sleep's been all over the place, and I've been snapping at people way more than usual.
Right, okay. Mood swings and trouble sleeping are common menopause symptoms. How's your energy been during the day?
Honestly, it's been pretty low, and I've been forgetting little things. It's like my brain's in a fog.
Right. Fatigue and memory lapses, or brain fog, are also very common. Menopause can really affect your hormones, and that can impact both your body and mind.
So, what can I do? Are there any treatments that could help with this?
Did you know the word menopause comes from Greek, meaning month and cessation? That literally translates to the end of monthly cycle. These days, in Western culture, we talk a lot about menopause and its symptoms. But how do different languages and cultures approach it? Can the answer be found in the language itself? With me today are two fierce women, Silva, the captain of a very large Arabic team here at SBS, and Yumi, who leads the SBS Japanese program. Hi, ladies. Welcome.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having us.
Silva, in Arabic, how is menopause described and what cultural attitudes or conversations surround it?
Well, it is sad to say that the word used to describe menopause reaching this middle-aged women is age of despair.
Despair.
Despair. Like, how desperate is this name and how is not reflecting the what women feel when they reach the menopausal age. It is definitely not a good way to call that. If many initiatives happened, one of them is on International Women's Day 3-4 years ago, there was an initiative to change this name and to replace it with Age of Renewal. And much better. And it was approved by the UN. But unfortunately, it is so much in people's minds that we go back to the age of despair. And it is definitely a sad way to make women, menopausal women, feel down, ashamed at a time they are at the peak of their human maturity. They are at the peak of their career. They become at this age women of wisdom, maturity, experience, knowledge. They are so, they should be so
beautiful and amazing.
Much valued.
Yes.
And they are at the same time at this, phase of their life, they are as well, they have their dreams, they have still goals to reach, aspirations. So this naming is definitely not a right way to describe them. And I hope that the Middle Eastern perception change, not just on paper, but in people's minds. And we start looking at menopause as a beginning and not the end.
Not the end, definitely. Not the age of desperation. Yumi, I saw you were nodding while Silva was talking. Is it different in the Japanese language? How do you guys frame menopause?
It's actually quite different. And you mentioned renewal. That's something, a similar concept that we have. I grew up here in Australia. So, you know, maybe this might be different, but we don't really talk about menopause as much as we do in the Western society. Mm-hmm. One is because we luckily don't have as much symptoms as the Western women. But for us, menopause, the term menopause, we use kōnenki, which is just a natural process in our life cycle. Just like we have adolescence or adulthood, kōnenki is just one of them. And if you break down the word kōnenki into those kanji characters, one of them is actually a renewal. So it's just you're going to the next step in life.
such a difference, though, from desperation to renewal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so there is not too much of a negative connotation surrounding menopause, but there are women who do suffer, you know, the symptoms. And for that, we say 更年期障害. And 障害 means disability. So, you know, there we kind of cover that whole concept of, for some women, it's actually a difficult moment in life. But as overall, it's just a natural process in life.
Now it's time for us to practice. Will you guys help us with our learning?
Of course, of course.
Awesome. So what is perimenopause?
Perimenopause is the time before menopause, when a woman's body is starting to change.
What does it mean to be drenched in sweat?
If you're drenched in sweat, it means you've sweated so much that your clothes or sheets are wet.
Let's now practice saying the learning phrases from this episode with Alan and Claire.
I've been getting these hot flushes.
I've been waking up drenched in sweat.
My sleep's been all over the place.
If you want more speaking practice, press play on our bonus episode, where you can practice more with Alan and Claire. You can also get in touch with us via Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
Like, share, comment. SBS Farsi ra dar Facebook donbal konid.